Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. We hear in the Mishnah Echad HaMa'are VeEchad HaGoyma Kone. As we'll see in Tosfos, really the sugya is not necessarily going on Hara. We're bringing the safe of the Mishnah that says Kone, and it's going on all the B.A.'s Kruis that the Mishnah mentioned till now. B'Shegik, B'Meizid, B'Einis. So then all these B.A.'s Kruis, it says that you're Kone. So the Gemara asks, my Kone. What is he Kone? That means, how much is he Kone with a B.A. Kruis? So here we are, Machlokes, Rav Shmuel. Rav Omar, Kone Lakel. He's Kone for everything. Shmuel Omar, Kone Elul Dvorim, Amurim Beparshe. The Kinyan is only for the Dvorim Amurim Beparshe. Lirish Benichsei Ochiv, Ulopoitra Min Hayibum. The Parshe says, Beferish Yokim Hashem Ochiv. The parsha also says that she's potem in a yibum. That will see klor and tesis the psukim that potem in a yibum. So that says mefurish beparsha. So whatever it says mefurish beparsha, so then the bia grue is koine. But that what does not say mefurish beparsha, so the bia grue is not koine. Let us see Rashi. Kone lakel be'echad min habiyos kruis halonu kone lo lechol davar. So he's kone for everything. Vaycheles betruma miyad im kone. Now that's really what the sugya is speaking about. If she's permitted to eat truma because of this bia grua, now let's just jump the gun. The first lashon of the Gemara we're going to speak about, if the mace was a koyin, and she was an arusa lekoyin. And then the koyin died. And now she's falling liyibum to his brother a koyin, and he made a bia grue. And the shaila is, if this bia grue could be machal or betrume, because you need nisuin to be machal betrume. So the shaila is, does this bia grua give her a din nisue that now the yavam is machala betrume? So according to Rav, Rav said that kone lo lechol davar, she becomes his wife completely. As Tosfos brings down the drosha lekocha lo leisha nasa ki ishto lechol davar, she becomes his wife legabi ol halachis. Vecheles betrume miyad im koyenu, afilu holach limdines hayom, bleibo aleho bia gemura. It seems Rashi had her ore, what could be the shail already? Even the first bia was a bia grue, but, mistame, there were more bias afterwards, so memela lechere she should eat trume als the bias that came later. First bia was b'shegeg, b'meizid, but al kaponim later when he was kainis amistama, he was boil her. Again, Sarashi says, it is speaking about that there wasn't a later. Right after this bia grua, he went to Medina Sayyam. So now we have to be done. Is this bia grua b'koyach to be machal b'trume? Now, from Rashi, it would seem that if he wouldn't have gone away with Medina Sayyam, and there was later a Bia Gemura, so then there's no Shaila. So the Bias later will be the Bia Gemura that occurred later would zicher be machal or betrume. I was unsure what's pshat in Rashi. I mean, if we assume that this bia only makes erisin, according to Shmuel, it only makes erisin, and so now you need a bia gemura. It was a bia l'shem znus that only makes erisin. So now you need a bia gemura to make nisuin. Do you need Eidim by this beer, or don't you need Eidim? L'cheire, if the Kenyan Yibum was not Nigmar completely, we'll see, according to Tosfos, this is a Shaila and a Daraisa also. According to Shmuel, in a Yevsha, in a Metamala, he's only in a Rusa. So, l'cheire, you need now to make Nisuin. So, l'cheire, Nisuim is made with a beer gemura, so I don't know, do you need Eidim on this? If you would need Eidim, so then the Yukimta of Rashi is l'cheira necessary, so why do you have to say it, speaking about he went to Medina Sayom? He never was miyachad Eidim later, unless we'll say, either we don't need Eidim for some reason, for Nisuim, which I don't know why not, or we'll say that heine neide yichad veine neide bia. So since the dog ki ish ve ishtoi, so we are eidim that there was other bias. So Rashi had a kasha. So why can't she eat trume out the bias which occurred later? So Rashi says no. We're speaking about was only one bia, and then he went away to Medina Sayyam. But Afal Pikein, Rav says that Konolo Lechol Dov by Cheles Petrumim Miyat, and Shmuel says he's only Konolo Dvorim Hamurim Beparsha Shivomim Shekosa Bo Mikro Ze Yivomo Yovi Yolel the Darshina Lei Bein B'Shoigig Bein B'Meizid Bein B'Ines Bein B'Rotze. So Memele, so, and whatever it says in the Parsha, so we learn not from Yevama Yovila that what it says Mefurish beParsha applies to a Bia Gruin, but not more than that. So what is Dvorim Amurim beParsha? So one thing is Lirish, that he is Lirish Nichsei Ovid, Lirish beNichsei Ochid. So Rashi says, "Receive Yakum al Shem Ochiv, ulapaitra miyibum." The second thing is lapaitra miyibum. So now Rashi says three cases lapaitra minayibum. The im meis, if the second yavam died, the loibonim meisha acheres muteres l'shuk, oy im haitzia beget. Leiboy chalitze, oyim hoisa lo tzara, niftara bibiyosai shelzu. Now Rashi says, three cases that this bia grue patels minayibum. Now let's go backwards. The third case is very good. That means that here's a teres bia lavkiye the zike of the tzara. So memele, so that's lepoitra minayibum means the pater the tzara. Now, it seems Rashi had a ha'ore. How can you speak about Lepoitra min ha'yibum? I mean, there's no yibum anymore. She's married to him. That means less man the polig that she zicher became ishtoi. That's no shayla. On the Rusin, she zicher is. So Rashi had a ha'ore. So there's no mitzvah of yibum anymore. How can there be mitzvah of yibum if she's married to this yovel? So therefore, so the last eretz was, no, it's negeya the tzore. The sicha, she's his wife. But was it mafkiya the zik of the tzore? The tzore is a skukele yibum. So memele, it's telling us that this be a grue part of the tzore. It's mafkiya the zik from the tzore. The middle teretz Rashi is saying, no, we're speaking about that she became Oy's wife. He gave her chalitza. So now, if it wouldn't be mafkiya the zike, if it wouldn't be mafkiya the zike, he would need chalitza. But the chiddush is no. This is a bia that's mafkiya the zike. Therefore, you don't need chalitza. Just like we had a havamine v'yibma daim yibumim rishayim ala. We had such a havamine that every yibum should need chalitza, because yibum is not mafkiya the zike. So here the chiddush is, maybe this bia grue is not mafkiya the zike. So it says, no, it is mafkiya the zike. And therefore, when he gives her a get, so he doesn't need chalitza. That's the second case in Rashi. Now the first case in Rashi, so Rashi is saying that he died, that the second Yavam died. Now, if the second Yavam died, so if he didn't have any children, so she's weiter, she's chayibim, what's it, lepoitchem yibu. So Rashi says, the meis v'loi bonim me'isha acheres is muteres l'shuk. So, l'cheire, the first case of Rashi is that mitzad his issues, there's no chayib yibum, because he has bonim. So now the shayla is there a chayib yibum mitzad the eishes hameis? So that's the paitra min hayibum. But in this, there's two things I don't understand. Number one, why did Rashi have to say, v'loi bonim me'isha acheres? Who cares? And what, if he had bonim from her? So it's also, there's no difference. Why did Rashi say, v'loi bonim me'isha acheres? If Rashi would hold that we're speaking about her also, so then it's very good. So she can't have bonim from her because he just made her raw, but the Mephoshim seem to say that Rashi holds her raw is not called a biyagrua. The whole biyagrua is shaygik amazit. So I don't understand why Rashi says meisha acheres. And then I don't understand something else. That means Rashi is saying in the first lashon, Rashi is saying that she's potam in a yibum. It's poitam in a yibum. So Rashi mitzvah, because he has children already, so al-tzim does know din yibum, but says mutaras l'shut. Now, I don't understand, in such a case, if he has children, so afilu, the beer would not be mafkiya the zikir. But she's an elder, she's an eishes ochshe yesh leibonim. So l'chayre, that is not al dvorim ha-mufaroshim beparsha. I mean, dvorim ha-mufaroshim beparsha is that legabi lafkoas zike, this beer is sufficient to be mafkiya the zike. Gabi other things, l'yorosha, l'tamala, gabi truma, that's debatable. But to be mafkiya the zike, it's zikha mafkiya the zike. So this marshal that Rashi says, I don't know that this marshal Bechlal is a difficult marshal to understand. I mean, Philodabi is not mafkiya the zike. She's mutter. She's an erve. She's an eishesok sheyesh leibonim. So Davoini, this first lashon of Rashi, I don't understand. Let us go a little further. So the Gemara says, min ha-nisuin le-divrei ha-kel ochlo. Now, if she was nesue to a koyin, and the koyin died, and now the yovam made a biyagrua, there's no machloikes between Rav and Shmuel, divreha kalochlo, tahaves kaochlo miyikor, because she was eating till now, so memela shezicha could continue eating, ki pligi mina eresen. The whole machloikis, Rav Shmuel, is if she had, as yet had not started eating tumah, she's an arusa. Rav Omar Eicheles. So Rav says she could eat. Do Rabbi Rachmona be yeshoige kemeisit. Shmuel Omar, ki Rabbi Rachmona leukme bemokim bal. The whole ribuy is that she's Ukmi b'mokim baal. That means the issues that were existent by the baal remain by the yom. La lumi mi baal, but that she should have by the yom more schusim that existed by the baal. No, that we don't say. That's the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Mina nisuin heichad enafla lefon of mina nisuin shekvar hoisa oicheles bimei ochiv. She was eating a very truma by the brother uchshemeis. When he died, ubotol kinyonai poskemilecho. So she stopped eating. She's ois eishes koin. The kulam b'loy pligi, the konyelo hach b'yegrua l'achila. See, Shmuel's also moide, that she's permitted to continue eating truma after the yibo. L'uk mei b'mokim ba'al, shim hoi soi cheles b'chayev toichel b'shvil ze. Avu la lumi mi ba'al, but to make her better than the ba'al. the Bahaya Baloyhoisa Khelas if she wasn't a Rusa. So Bahaya Baloyhoisa Khelas Dina Isha Ichelas Betruma Chitikonis Lachupe Hainami Loy Olamine. So this bia, it cannot make that her matzav should be better than it was by the mace. B'davke b'bia b'loy das kinyin. We're only speaking about a bia without a das kinyin. Shaygik amazed in oynes. Avo b'bia gemure, if he made a bia gemure, ishte gemuri, pecheles afilu l'shmu. The Ritva says, that let us explain one halacha before we see Taisvis. We have here in the sugya that an arusa is not permitted to eat truma. And now the shaila is if the yavam after the yavam made a bia grua, if afterwards she'll be able to eat truma. Now, why is Naruse not permitted to eat Truma? So, Emerson is a psagamoring subis that explains two reasons why Naruse can't eat Truma. Mina Taira Naruse eats Truma, because it says, Vekinyin Kaspo Yechlo Balachmoy, and Kinyin Kaspo goes on a Ishis Ish, on a Naruse Shaniknes Bekasev, that's what Rashi says in subis. So, Naruse eats Truma, Mina Taira. Afal P came, the Rabbonon said she's not permitted to eat Truma. For two reasons. One reason is, since an Aruse finds herself Beveis Avir, she's not Beveis Bailo, so if they'd give her Truma to eat there, so Shema Tashke La'achel La'ach Yisrael. That means she's together with her family, they're all Yisraelim. So Memela, if she'll be eating Tume, she might not realize it and give them also Tume. So therefore, Chazal said that an Arusa can't eat Tume. Nesuin is a Trufa from that. After, when she becomes a Nesua, she leaves Beis Avir, she's Nichnas LeBeis Baila. So Memela, so then there's no Chash of Shematashke Lachel Lach Yisrael. That's one time. Now, according to this time, the Ritva says, let us think, let's say she was an Aruse by the first husband. So she was Beveis Aviho. Now the Yavam was boil her a Bia Grue. Now what was this Bia Grue? He was boil her Bemezid. The Shamesnus, the Yavam wanted to be Mizana with her. He was Mizana with her. So what happened afterwards? So she's weiter an Aruse, he's keine. But let us think 1 minute about the Gzeira of Shema Tashke. So he says the Gzeira of Shema Tashke, Kozman, it wasn't Nichnaso Lershusoi, it's the same like before, she's still Beveis Aviyo. There was no official Achnosa Lershus Yovnus, Aznus with the Yovnus, that's all that happened. So theoretically, Shmuel is 100% right. So why should she be able to eat Truma? She shouldn't be able to eat Truma. That's the Svara of Shmuel. It seems the Svara of Rav is, Rav says that she has a din nesua. Rav holds in the first lotion that he's kind of like her. So by Emerson, she's a nesua, which it's possible that the Shema Tashke still exists. He was Mizana with her, and fine, it wasn't an official Knesset. But Chazal made a Gzeira with a Geder. They said, an Arusa is not permitted to eat Truma, because an Arusa is a Chash. And Nesua is permitted to eat Truma, because a normal Nesua is no Chash of Shema Tashke. Now, we have here a Nesua that there is a Chash of Shema Tashke, but Chazal never looked at each case bazunda. As long as she's in the sewer, Chazal took off the gzeire. So that is the svar of Rav. So Rav says, konelaku, since the etzem bia can create nisuin, so memela, even though the chash of Shema Tashke is still applicable, but lemaise, she's permitted to eat truma, since she is on the sewer. And Shmuel says, it's not true. She's not a Nesua. She's an Arusa. So if she's an Arusa, so an Arusa she is, and the Chash of Shemet Pashka is still applicable, so therefore, Shmuel holds that she doesn't eat Truma. Let us see Taisvitz, Ledvorim Hamurim. So Taisvitz says, what is Pshat, Ledvorim Hamurim Beparsha? Afagav the whole Shah Dvorim Ksubim Nami Beparsha. Whatever is Kolol and Ishus is in the Parsha. Kedidoshinon, Kiven Shalokha, Nasis Ki Ishtoi Lacholdova. That's what Nasis Ki Ishtoi Lacholdova. So that includes all Dini Nisuina. That's how Taisvitz understood. So Tosfos answers, "Kiven the biyish shoygik loykone baalme." But since a biyish shoygik normally isn't kind, this is amir de kechidish. This is a biyish znus, and it's creating a kinyan, which is a dovo mechudish and parshas yibum. Svaru the loy rabbi elul the dvorim hamefuroshim beparsha behedim. So Shmuel held einloch boy elachidushay. That means there's a meir de kechidish that it is kaina bechlau. So we say the ribui is only not on the drashis of the pasik, but the dvam amafuroshim beparshi. Kigoin. Lirish benichsei ochiv. The sieve, that says yokom Hashem ochiv. And lenachla, that's pashtei dekro. He yarshins the brother. So the male after Yibim Yarshan's the brother, and we have a ribui that Shoygik Hemezid also has that in Yibim. So the male, Yibim Yavi Alef Lo Shoygik Hemezid, so male is Yarshan's the brother. The lifta eishes achiv mina Yibim, and it's also mafkiya the zikir. Now why, where is this mefurish beparsha? So it's very interesting, Tosfos brings two drushes. Tersiv loy le'isha v'loy le'ochiv le'isha. That it says, lekocha loy le'isha, and this is pashtei dekra, that she's his wife, and she can't become the brother's wife, or she doesn't have to become the brother's wife. The poka mino zikas ochiv. The zik of the ach falls off. There's no more zik on the brother. He doesn't have to take her anymore for anisha. So that's pashtei dekra. The lifter tzarasa, the siv beis achiv. Beis echod ubayin, vein ubayin, shnei botim. Tahanu dvorim, now. So memele, so now we have the machlekes rav Shmuel, that Shmuel held, even though we have a ribui, that a bee is shoygik is kaine, but since it's a mu'im de kechidish, we don't have such a thing b'chol ha-teire kule, so we say the ribi is only going on the dvorim ha-mufuroshim b'kro. Now we're going to have a big problem. That means, if we say this, the Gemara said, the Gemara makes a whole cheshbon over here. Lu'ukmi b'mokim ba'al, Lalumi mi baal loy. So that means that let's say, so the Gemara said before, if she fell min ha nisuin, the divrei hakel ochlo, the havis ka ochlo mi ikore. Now this we have to understand. If Shmuel learned pshat in the posik, that since it's a biya grue, so you only koina lidvorim amafaroshim because of finish. What's the chilek if she was narusa of a nisue? Now, there's a new factor over here. That look me b'mokam ba'al, alumi me ba'al. So Tosfos says that Shmuel learned time of the Krah. Shmuel's meforish time of the Krah. The hanu dvorim. No, pshat and posik is that he's koine le dvorim hamurim beparsha. But what is the yichus of the dvorim hamurim beparsha? Why dafka these things? Tahanu dvorim have lo ukmi b'mokim ba'al, because these things are ukmi b'mokim ba'al. The Yerushas poshet that it's b'mokim ba'al. It takes over the Yerushas hameis. And it seems that what she becomes his wife in Yepata, that's also called lo ukmi b'mokim ba'al. So Shmuel learned time of the Krah, that the Pasuk said dafke these dvarim because these dvarim are look me b'mokem ba. Avul b'trume lo yochi adai b'yegrue v'lo yorsha v'lo imetame lo. These are in Yonim, which are giving him more koiches than the Baal ever had. This does not say in the Parsha. So memele avo mina nesuim zakoi bekule. The lehavel alu ukmi bemokim baal. The yalfinen mehani dechsivi. So that means that Tosfos says that hanach dechsivi, that means the Torah specified and was meforish dvorim which are lo'ukmi b'mokim baal. So if the baal was an nesue and the baal had schusa yerusha and he was metamelo, so memele the yavam will also get his schusim. If the baal was an nesue and he was machelo betrumim, so the yavam will also get his schusim. Because this is all lo'ukmi b'mokim baal. Now Taisva said the whole machlokes Rav Shmuel is only by bia shogig avol behara. But what is if he made hara dikonye nami baalme? Hara is also is kaina baalme. Hara is a bia all over. It's kaina by ishe. By bias arayis, by bias chayvilav, and it has a din bia. Leipligibo. So that is no machloikis. He says, that Shmuel holds, that I see b'chola teira kula haroki gemar bia. So it's not a pesaravusa. The teira was megala, that haro is a teira's bia. By yisurim, by kinyonim. So memele, so here I won't, so this isn't a chidush. So memele, if it's not a chidush, so memele, so then it's kind of lechodava. But shaygik is a chiddush. So now Tosis has a problem. Uma shekove machlekuson kana masnisen dechad agoyma ve'echad hamare. So the whole gemara is like the gemara we started echad hamare ve'echad agoyma my kone rabo my kone lekel. We're not speaking about this. This everyone knows is kone lekel. Lav mishum da'alo pligi, not because there's a machloikis by haro, el mishum de misayim bo kone, de koinami abi yeshoigik, kei nira lari. He says, since the word kone is going on the whole Mishnah, so now the Gemara is going on the kone, which is going also on bi yeshoigik, lemai kone, avoma kone lakel, shmulom aladvom amurim beparsh. Ubi Yerushalmi ike pluktayu. But in the Yerushalmi there's a machloikis. Also this machloikis, if it's kona lakoyal, kona dvama mum beparsha, the ike demuki pluktayu baro. In Yerushalmi, in this machloikis, there's a mandiyoma that says that the machloikis is in haro. Let us just see the Tosfos Yishonim Aleph. Be Yerushalmi leMash Mekain v'Zalo Yerushalmi. Kone v'Leichilek bein Bia leBia. My Kone Shmuel Omar loy Kone lakel. Ela Dvarim Amurim beParsh Lish Rilosh Benichsei Ameis Lahatel Tzoroso Lishut and the Tzor. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Kone lakel. So Rabbi Yechanan holds here like Rav. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Elazar, Pagimen b'mish shema'arebo. The machloikis is, if he made a ro. Avolim goma Rabbi kulalma moide, but by Gma Rabbi everyone is moide. Im kein, mash med Rav Shmuel da hochi, kaim a ro. The necho, so according to the Yerushalmi, is good. She sosa ma talmud pluktai the Rav Shmuel acher masnis nechad amare vechad agoy mekone da alo kaime kein perish Rabbeinu Nisano. That's what Rabbeinu Nisano said pshat. So kelto, it's good the losh nagmore acher toisves loy pirsh. Okay, toisves does not learn like that. Upirshu de kaima bi yeshoigik. וראילה דבריים דקומה בסמך כי רבי רחמונה בישייגי כמזד משמדה בישייגי קיירי אבל ברו לא יפליגי דבי לכל דובו וקונינה מבעלמה ואף על פי שקובה כאן מחלקוסון על משנה אחד המערב ואחד הגוים אליו משם דקוי ילו נפיקוס דמחלקס זנרו ומשם דמסיים קונה דקוי נמי השייגי כנירה לרב שמס Al koponim, this is the shitas of Yerushalmi is that the machlokes is by a roh, and Taisvus seems to say that in Bavli holds the machlokes is by shogeg kemeisid. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ba'oz de Shmuel letamei. Da omar Rav Nachman omar Shmuel, kol shehabal machel, yovo machel. So it seems that's what Shmuel said. If the mace was a nosui, he was machel betrume. So the yibam only has to make luukme bemokim bao. So yibam grew up shayge can also do it. But if the mace was an orus, he wasn't machel betrume. So now the yibam has to make lalumimibal. It doesn't do. Meisvei, Bas Yisrael Pikachas, we learned the Barais as follows. Bas Yisrael Pikachas, Shinis also Lekoyin Pikach. So there's a Barais de Keiresen. Vloi Hispik Lekoyin So Ad Shinis Charesh. And when he made Nisuin, he was a Charesh already. Eina Eichelis. So it seems from here, that a Charesh, since a Charesh is a Lav Bardas, so he can't make Nisuin. He's a lab on the suing. Some a male, so she still has a din arusa. She still has a din arusa. Even though, let's say, if the time that an arusa doesn't eat trume is out shemotashke, and here if this cherish was koinzo, but lemaise, she now finds herself bershus by law, and the gzeira of shemotashke is not applicable, Afal Pika in the Baraisa holds that she doesn't eat Trume because she's an Arusa. Again, Chazal did not look at each case separately. She's an Arusa and we made a Gzeira that an Arusa is not Oichel Betrume. Mace, what happened if this Cheresh died, V'nofla lifnei Yovam Cheresh, and now she fell the Yibum li Yovam Cheresh. Now a Yovam Cheresh and a Gei Alonu is the Bia of a Yovam Cheresh is equal to a Bia Shoigik Amazid. He's a Lav Bardas. He doesn't have Kavonas Kinyin. So this has a din of a Bia Grue. Eichelas. So then she will eat Trume. And here the Yovam is better than the Baal. The Baal was a Cheresh. The Baal made Nisuin, and the Nisuin of the Baal was unable to be Machal or Betrume. The Yovam is a Cheresh, and he made the Yibum, and his Yibum is Machal. So the Gemara is Bishloim LeRav Nich, according to Rav, it's very good. Why is it good according to Rav? Because Fakert Rav says that Kona Lakel, that a Bia Grue is Kona Lakel. So Mamele, even though she has a Din Nesuah Lagabi Kol Advorim. Elo Lishmuel Kashe. But according to Shmuel, it's Shver. What did Shmuel do with this Baraisa? Shmuel said, it's only Luk Mi B'mokim Baal, not Lalumi Mi Baal. It's missing a few words in the Baraisa. It says like this. That's what we heard in the Baraisa. Now it says further as follows. Konas. What happened if he was koinis? V'achakach nischarish. So then she had become a nisu already by him. Zaychelis, then Shalit, because she's a Nesua. What happens, Mace? Now he died. He died al Tzcheresh, but she's a Nesua already. V'nofla lifnei Yovam Cheresh. And now she fell for Yom Natsa Cheresh. Eichelis. So she can eat. So Mamele, so it's not Kasha and Shmuel. After we made this Christ, So there's no kasha because now it's look me b'mokim ba'al. She was already eating by this cheresh because the nisuin was when he was a pitayah. So the Gemara asks, but let us explain the whole baraish. Good, you added a few words, you added another case, but how do you say pshat? Ubazu yofi koyach hayova mi koyach habal. It's not yofi. You're telling me when is the cheresh machel? When she ate by the baal, when she was in the sewer by the baal. Umay bazu. So the Gemara says, the imu baal, no, there is a difference. Cheresh mi ikore, if the baal was a cheresh before he made the nisuin, loyecheles, then she'll never eat trume, because since he became a cheresh before he made the nisuin, she won't eat trume. Vi ilu yavam, cheresh mi ikore, ochlo. But, if vi ilu yavam, but if the yavam is a cheresh mikore, that means the whole kinyan is made through a cheresh, is ochla. So that's the yofe koyach hayavam mikoyach habal. Let us see Rashi. Ein hayavam machel bebiya grue. That was the lotion of Shmuel. Kosha Baumachel, Yovam Machel. Shena Baumachel, Yovam Einei Machel. Yovam Machel, Babiya Grua. Einei Cheles, the Gazrinin, Nisue Cheresh, Ote Kedushe Cheresh, Kedamrinam Lekamot. He says, Rashi seems to be saying, Chayre, what's wrong? Chayre, I mean, Rashi held, Ebinishtvi, it's, the Gzeir of Shematashka doesn't apply anymore. So we're Gezer Nesui Cheresh, Ote Kedushe Cheresh. And if you'll be Mako Nesui Cheresh, you'll say that the Cheresh is a Bar Kinyan and a Bar Machel Betrume, so you'll say that Kedushe Cheresh is also Machel Betrume, and that is Zicher not true, because she's not Kinyan Kaspar. Meis cheresh ze la'acher shekonso v'nofluv me'yovam cheresh oi cheles. So the b'raise is a cheles le'gore b'yis cheresh mi'b'yis shaygik z'nus v'oynish sheim iskaven liknois v'rob yirachmona l'gabi yovam. So the Gemara says l'shmul kashe doho le'hava ochle mi'kore v'ko'och le'hashto. So the Gemara says that Shmuel made a grace. Eima konso v'acherkach nischarish eicheles. Meis acher shekonso v'nischarish v'noflo eicheles v'ochle mikore. So the Gemara is according to Shmuel, so what's the yipu koyach of the yovam over the baal? Omai bezu yipu yofa koyche, omai yipu koyach ike, hobar nami cheresh hu umachilo. So the Gemara says, the Yipur Koyach is, if the Baal would have been a cheresh mi'ikore, koidim shekonsom. So me'mele, so the cheresh is mi'ikore, so then he wouldn't be able to be machalo. And the Yavam, even though he's a cheresh, koidim shekonsom, is machalo betum. Let us see the second Taisvis. Min ha-nesuin kal alma loy pligi da ochlo. Ayidei biye. Vuhu adin, dava motzi, the biye, the biye gru is macho. Vuhu adin dava motzi le min kitlini le yorsho tamal al ofini da ra. That's also telling the machloikis Rav Shmuel, if a biye gru makes her for a nesuin. Hello, knock at Achilles Truma le Rebuse, Vacholshkein le Shar Dvorim. That's also, Toises wants to say that he chaps on Achilles Truma le Rebuse de Rav. That Rav holds Kona Lakel. So Lakel means Ziche is a Nesue, she's a Nesue le Gabi, le Yorsho, le Tamil, le Lofan, le Dareh, and she's even a Nesue to Gabi Truma. So what's the even? L'chayr, it's the other way around. This is a deraisa, and this is a derabbanan. So Taisa says, we see in certain instances, she has a din nesue legabe all halachis, and legabe trumenat, the zimnen she ke ishtay lechol davo, bloy achla betrum, ke da ama beksubes peperik nare, mesura lakel chutz le trume gabi mosa haob le shluchay habal. The Gemara says there in Ksubis that if the Ov was Moisa Bitoi L'Shluchei Habal, so the Mesire L'Shluchei Habal is a din of Nesuin, and they can be made from the Doran and the Metamolo, and here's a din Nesuin. But L'Gabi Achilas Trume, she can't eat Trume yet. The reason is because of Simpen. Simpen is as follows. That there's another reason why an Aruse cannot eat Trume, even though Minatoya she can eat Trume als Kinyan Kaspre. But the Rabbonon said, what will be if we make Nisuin? And by the Nisuin, he'll see that she's a Balas Mum. She's Nichnas Lo Shusa, he'll see she's a Balas Mum. So then the whole Kedushin was Kedushay Toys. So therefore, we did not permit her to eat Trume, Mishas Eresin, Kozman, we don't have a Biro that it's Taken not Kedushay Toys. Maybe, but by the Nisum, we'll see she's a Balas Mum, and we'll see, we'll explain this soon, and she was a Balas Mum already, Bishas, not she became a Balas Mum. She was already a Balas Mum by the Eresin already, and he'll find out about the Nisun, so by the Nisun will become Kedushay Tois. So therefore, they said she's not allowed to eat Truma, because could very well be she's talking not married. It's Kedushay Tois. So by Mosro Shluchei Ha'av, L'Shluchei Ha'bal, we do not have a biru yet about simpum. That means the Baal is by the car after she's nichnas l'shusay. But since it was only the mosra l'shluchay abal, so we don't have a biru l'gabi simpum, so that is why she can't eat trumim. Hafal pikein, Rav said over here, but here it's koni l'kail afilu l'gabi trumim. Even though she only was an Aruse. Meis v'nofla l'fnei yovam cheresh echeles. Now it says over here, if she fell l'fnei yovam cheresh echeles. V'im toima, and this is speaking about, the Brais is speaking about that he became a cheresh before Wisconsin. The Rafal Pekin, she eats trum, and this was the Raya Terah. V'im toima v'amaya echeles. The Nechesh L'Simpon. So Taisvi says, here we have to understand Pshat, why aren't we Chayesh L'Simpon L'Mumim? Sharei Loi Botko, he never was Baitika, he married her Alts Pekeach. The Nesun was Alts Cheresh, Shalei Hispik L'Koinza Ad Shanis Cheresh. That means the Nesun was when he was a Cheresh already. Vim Kain, so Memele, so what's Taisvi's Kashi? So Taisvus Kasha is, so if he wasn't Boidekar, so it could very well be she has Mumim, and it's a Kedushay Tois. Now, the Imkains, if it's Kedushay Tois, Eina Zekukaloi. So Mamele, the Yavam wasn't Kaina. Now, who was the Yavam? The Yavam was a Cheresh over here. The Yavam was a Cheresh, and the Yavam was Miyavam Ha. So the Baraisa says that, according to Rav, this is very good. The Baraisa says that she's allowed to eat Truma now. So Lechayre, how is she allowed to eat Truma? Who says she's Bechlal a Yavam? Who says Bechlal she's a Yavam? If she had Mumim B'Shas Da'irisin, we never figured this out. We never figured this out. He never was Baidika.
That's the whole reason she doesn't need truma. We're chayish, maybe there's mumim, maybe it'll be kedusha toys. That's why she's not permitted. That's another reason why she's not permitted to eat truma. We are chayish, maybe she had mumim b'shas kedushin. And later by the nisuin, he'll see, when she's nichnas aloshus, he'll be baidika, and he'll see that she has mumim. So it's a goli milsum afrei, it's a kedusha toys. So therefore she can't eat truma. That's the reason why Nagusa doesn't eat truma. So here it says that he came a cheresh before the nisuin, so he never was baidika. So he never got this birur that there's no mumim. Fine. So it could very well be it's still kedushay toys. Now he died and she fell the yibum to a yovam a cheresh. Now the yibum of the cheresh only is kaine if there's a din yibum. A chain is as strong as the weakest link, but if we're misupik, legabi trumal koponim, we are misupik, maybe she never became an arusa, because of the chash simpum, so if she never became an arusa, so there's no din yibum. So why all of a sudden by the yovam, she can eat truma? So the Maram explains why the Taisus ask on the Baraisa, why didn't Taisus ask on the Machlekes of Rav Shmu? Rav says every Arusa. Rav says every Arusa can eat Trume when he made it be a Grue. What's with the Chash of Simpum? That's the Maram. So the Maram says, no, there's no problem. That when the Yavam is Boyla, I feel his Boyla shames Nus, he's Boydik if she has Mumim. So I have a birur from the yovam that is no mumim. So finished. But over here we're speaking about that the yovam is a cheresh. So I have no birur from the first husband that she didn't have mumim. I don't have a birur from the yovam that she doesn't have mumim. So we're up to suffix one. Maybe she has mumim and maybe she's not mekudeshes and maybe she's not permitted to eat truma. That was the whole reason, or one of the reasons, why an arusa can't eat truma. So how can she eat truma? The Gemara says, one man the Omer says that the cheresh can be machal because the guys on the stream are the kedushin, type of lame shum simple. That is a partial reason. That never was a bit on the simple. Rabnosin nami amaya cheles, Rabnosin holds a nisuin of a cheresh is machal betruma. What happened with simple? If it's possible to be nizgale that there's simpen, so memele, then we're chayish lesimpen. Bikdushay tois. Abol hoche, the nizcharish, but here it's speaking about it is nizcharish, leichashinin shema yispakech biyimotzei simpen. Now, we have to understand Taisvis. Taisvis says, that since we'll never find out, Taisvus is saying himself that ignorance is bliss. If we'll never find out if there's mumin, so mamela there's no problem. Now there's a tremendous problem. Because the whole Indian of Simpun is we say we're afraid maybe now she has mumin. That's the whole problem. Not later she'll get mumin. Now she has mumin. Now he just made Erisin. He wasn't Vedic, he doesn't know about it. So he made Erisin now, but we say, Gabi Trumak upon him, maybe she has Mumin now, and it's Kedushe Tois, and she's really not married, and we'll find out by the Nisuin, so Kozman, we don't know if there's Mumin, so you won't eat Trumak. You'll find out by the Nisuin, there was no Mumin, then she'll be able to eat Trumak. So Toisus asked Akashe that, so Taisvis asked, if you don't find out, is also a problem. So fakel, it's not ignorance, isn't bliss. If I don't find out, so there's a suffix, maybe it's Kedushay Tois. What did Pshat and Taisvis tell us? Lechashini l'simak shiach adobal izgala shiach simpam yikedushay Tois. Avalochid in ischarish, lechashini shemi yispakech v'yimtze simpam. We'll never find out. If we'll never find out, there's no problem. So I saw in Birchas Avrom, the Birchas Avrom brings a Taisvis in Ksubis Tafayin Daladom at Beis, and you say this like a Taisvis. Taisvis says that if a person made a Tnai, Beferish a Tnai with an Isha, You don't have mumin. And it means if now you don't have mumin. So pshatn the tnai is she'im yisgale hamum v'yakpid olav havalei kedushei tois.
That is pshatn the tnai. Tosfos says, if he would find out later that she has a mumin, he's not makpid on the mumin, that's not pshatn his tnai.
He says, I'm gonna ask if you have mumin now, and I'll be makpid when I find out about it, so I don't want the kedushin to be a kedushin. So memele, these simpum, these mumin that we're afraid of, is we're afraid that she is mumin now, and when he'll find out about it, he'll be makpid. So Tosfos says if he'll never find out about it, so Baruch Hashem. So when there'll never be akpada. The mum is only oike the kedushin if he finds out about it, is akpada then. So then that pshat and the nansadi never wanted to marry. It was kedushay toys. But if he'll never find out about it, there's no problem.
This is the first lashon of the Gemara. Now there's a second lashon that min ha'iris in divrei hakel lo yochlo. Everyone holds, Rav also holds. If she was only ma'uris to a koyin, and then later the koyin died, and the yovam made a bia grue, so the bia grue cannot make her olim mibal. That means Rav also holds that the lomdus of the time of the krah. That the Pasuk says Abiyah Grua, he holds is only Dvorim Amaforoshim Beparsha, and the Dvorim Amaforoshim Beparsha Alo Ukmi like the Baal, not better than the Baal. The Loyochla Bachaye Baal. Ti Pligi Mina Nisuin, the Machloikis, Rav Shmuel is, if she did it, is Rav Oma Oichelas, Tava Ochlas Mikore, and Rav holds that the Dvorim Amaforoshim Beparsha, that Lukmi b'mokim bal, so whatever existed b'chaye bal can exist by the yovam with a biya grua. Ushmuel omar, ein acheles, and Shmuel holds, no. Ein acheles, ki rabbi rachmone b'yeshoigik kemezid ledvorim hamurim b'parsha, avoloi, mili loy. So the second loshin holds, Shmuel held, he didn't darshan time of the grua. The kinyan is only ledvorim amurim b'parsha, not because the dvorim amurim b'parsha aluk mi b'mokim bal. The Torah only said it's kind ledvorim amurim b'parsha. So that's it. More than that, there isn't. So it doesn't matter if it's luk mi b'mokim bal, it's a lalumi mi bal. You only kind ledvorim amurim b'parsha. Frek de gemore, for Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Kol Shabal Machel Yovam Machel. We had a member of Shmuel, whenever the Baal is Machel, the Yovam is Machel. So you see that Mina Nisuyin, even Shmuel is Moida that is Machel. So the Gemara says, Eima, no, the different Hifte Fagrai Shmuel. Eima, not Kol Shabal Machel. Kol Bia Shabal Machel Bo, every Bia that a Baal could be Machel with that Bia, that means a Bia with Kabonis Kinyin, Yova Machel Bo. Bechol Bia Shena Baal Machel Bo, Eina Yova Machel Bo. So that's what Shmuel said. A Bia with a Kabonis Kinyin that the Baal is Machel, so the Yovam is Machel. A Bia without Kabonis Kinyin, so the Yovam isn't Machel. Let us see Rashi. The Ochlo Mikore, Vashtot Bachbiya, the Rachman Rabbi. Kolbiya Shabal Machel, Kegoin Bias Chupe. But we'll come back to this Rashi in 1 second. Let us see Tosfos. Kolbiya Shabal Machel Bo, so Tosfos asks, Ibiya Eresin Oise, so what is Pshat? There's a Shal on the Gemara in Kedushin of Bias Eresin Oise and Nesuin Oise. So Tosfos asks, Ibiya Eres in Oisus, what shat kol Biya Shabal Machel Bo, when can a Baal be Machel with Biya? There's no such thing. If you need Nisuin. I marry the kol Biya Shabal Machel Bo al Yidei Chupe Shacheo. That means a Biya plus a Chupe Shacheo. So then, a Biya plus a Chupe. Come on.
That's what Taisva says. Now Rashi doesn't seem to say this. Rashi also had this kasha. Where do we have a case that a bi is machel, bi eiris and oise? So Rashi says, ki goin bias chupe. Now what does bias chupe mean? So the Ashrishakim says pshat as follows. That the whole shaila in the Gemara, if bi eiris and oise, is dafke if the bi was made the base of viha. So she's Birshus Aviyah. So now the Shaila is the Bia alone sufficient to make Nesuin, or Bia can only make Eresin? But he brings Aran in Hamadir. What is if a person took the Isha Lirshusoi, and he was Boyel Ha Birshusoi, so then the Eresin and Nesuin come by Basachas. That's L'chere what we do also. We make the kedushin underneath the chuppah. We have the eres and suma basachas. So that's what Rashi means. Kol bia, that's machal betrume. So Rashi is bias chuppah. That means the bia is bershu soy. So memele, so that's pshat in the memra of Shmuel. Frag die Gemorre, Meisvei, but let's go back to the Bereise we brought down before. Bas Yisro, Pekacha, Shanis, Arsa, Lekoyin, Pikeyach. Vlo hispik lekoin, so ad shen ischareish, eina eichele, she can eat trum meis, v'nof lo lefne yovam cheresh. What happens if she died? He died. And v'nof lo yovam cheresh, eichele, so bezu yovam koyach yovam mi koyach baal. Is bishloime, now this is shreklach. According to the second lotion, even Rav holds that an aruse will not eat trume machma from a bia geruah. So the most says bishloim le rav metaretz ki de toretz mikor. Rav will say shmuz taretz before that we're missing a few words. Chsurim echsur, and it's speaking about that it was he had made the sun al tzpikech, and then he became an ischarish, and then he was boil ha some amela. So she continues eating trume. So because Rav holds now the second lotion, that if she fell mina nisuin, so be a grua is machel betrumi, because it's look me b'mokim bal. Elo l'shmul kashe, but according to Shmuel, what is Shmuel going to do with this barais? According to the second lotion, Shmuel holds that afilu mina nisuin, it's not machel, only l'dvor mamurim b'pashe. So the Gemara kashe. What does Rashi say? Even though this price is schwer according to Moso, Tiktoni Ochlo, that she's permitted to eat truma now after the Yibam, before she hadn't eaten. Vahav yikinei fellas min eirisen. Da amoran loy ochla fila l'rav. Is metaretz lo kidem tatsine mikor. So Rav will say the teretz, we said before according to Shmuel, alibi de Shmuel. Chsuri mechsere vahochiktori. Kon so viyacha kach nischarish oicheles. Meis v'nof lo lifne yovom cheresh oicheles. Da ochla mikor. So memele Rav is an eitz on this bereis. Elo lishmua da filo oicheles b'chaye b'aylo. Eino oicheles b'shvila yovom b'biya gruim. But according to Shmuel, even though she was oichel b'biya gru, can't be machel, it's only koin l'dvor mamurim b'parshe, kashe, da b'yis cheresh, ki b'yash shoyge, ki b'oynisi, b'loy kavonus kinyin b'ochlo. So this bereis is a kashe on Sakasha and Shmuel. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. Bas Yisrael pikacha shenis arsa lekoyim pikeyach. Blei hispik lekoyim sa ad shenis charish. Eina eichelas. Noilad lo ben. Eicheles. Now, if a ben was born, is Eicheles. So, l'chere, what is pshat till now? Pshat is like this, that a cheresh can't make nisuin. So, memele, if he was kainisar when he was a cheresh, so she's still an arusa. Arusa does not eat trumim. Neilad lo ben, Eicheles. what happens if a ben was noilet, so she eats als the ben. What does Rashi say? Noilet la ben eicheles b'shvil b'no, k'dachsi v'yilid b'esoy heim yoichlo b'lachmai, the Gemara darshan skribe yachilo. So there's a halacha that a ben, if a bas Yisrael has a ben from a koyin, so the ben is machel, she's allowed to eat trume als the ben. What happens if the ben died? Is Rabbi Nosson Oymer Eicheles? Rabbi Nosson says that she can continue eating trume. V'chamim Oymerom Eino Eicheles. So the Gemara asks, my time at the Rabbi Nosson. What's Pshat in Rabbi Nosson? Rabbi Nosson is very shver. The whole reason she was eating was because of the ben. Now the ben died. So lechayre, why should she continue eating? Omar Rabbe, hoyel shekvar ochlo. She started eating already, so memela, we let her continue eating. Omar lai Abaye, so Abaye said, oops, amodne meise, kvar ochlo, elo meyato. Omi yesh a different shayla, bas Yisroel shenises lekoin, umisle, a mas Yisroel that married a koin, umisle, teichel. And he died, so you also say, she ate already, so she should continue eating. No, what's pshat? Alekivin de mislei, pokalek dushose mine. The minute he died, so this kedusha was nifka mina. So chinami, kivin de mislei, pokalek dushose mine. So mele, here's also the same thing. She was eating only als the ben. And now that the ben had died, why should she eat? I'd like to say two ha'oris on Abaye's kasha. And the etzem kasha, that's my sodoch, and there is my redis. The kasha is not too gefelach. Why? Because be'emison, we have to understand like this. We had mentioned in the beginning, when he married her, when he was a pikeach. Later he became a cheresh. So we're saying like this, me'iker din alts t'chshoshois, minatere she eats trume, because kinyin kaspa yoichlu belachmai. So as soon as she was konitim, she eats trume minatere. The whole time you don't eat trume is midrabonon shematashke, Al Tzimpen, that's the reason why you don't eat Trumah. Now, these two inyonim do not apply. If he was Kainisa Al Tzcheresh, Shematashke doesn't apply. She's not anymore Bebeis Havir. She's Bebeis Baila. Shematashke doesn't apply. Simpon we had in Taisus also doesn't apply. He'll never be Makbed on the Simpon, so it also doesn't apply. So Lemaise, so, theoretically, she should eat trume. No, we said, why doesn't she eat trume? Because Chazal made a takone and a ruse doesn't eat trume, and lemaisa she's an aruse. The chshoshes do not apply by her. But since the nisuin was made through a cheresh, and he doesn't have, he's not a bar kinyan, he can't make nisuin, so lemaisa halachically, she's still an aruse. So on Arusa, even though these shoshes don't apply, so we don't permit it to eat trume because of a nesuin, which halachically doesn't have a teres nesuin, even though practically there's no shoshes anymore. Fine. Now, she had a son. So now she can eat, now there's no shiloh, the son she can eat. Now, the son died. So the shaila is, should she continue eating? Now, l'chayre, there's a shtikel ha'ore. Let us understand this gufa. We'll have a rashi. But let us understand this gufa. Why could she eat when there's a son? When she has a son from a koyin, why isn't there a gzeir of shem batashke? Zal kochach, you have to say that, normally, when you have a son that's after Nisuin, so there's no Shematashke. even though here we have a unique case that she had a son after halachically after Erison, but Chazal, Lamaise, so theoretically, this is an Arusa that has a son that is Shaykh Gzeirav Shematashke, but there's no Gzeirav Shematashke because Lamaise, she's Beveis Bailo. I mean, Bepoil, there's no Gzeirav Shematashke while she's Beveis Acheresh. But halachically, she's an Arusa. So we were Mitzarif, so we took into consideration that there's no chash of shematashke. Mistame, that is why mistame she can eat trumen. So there'd be a svara to say. So since we took into the consideration that it's not shaykh the gzeir of shematashke, so memelin she started eating trumen. So why can't she continue eating trumen? Abaye took the kashas, the bayis medamidis to Abbas Yisro that married a kohen, that mean a teira when the husband dies, she's not allowed to eat trumen. Al kaponim, Abaye was medamidis two things. That was Abaye's kasha. Just one more ha'ore, there are two droshes that a Abbas Yisro that marries a kohen is permitted to eat trumen. One drosha is kinyan kaspoy oichel belachmoy, and that means that he was kainor bekesef, he's permitted to eat trume. And then there's another drosha in Sefri called toir beveischo yoichel kodesh, that in the suwa also eats trume. So I once heard b'shem rabaran zechayin levroche, these are the reisadike droshes. Why do you need these two droshes? So he said, in Lomdes, there's a meyredike chilek between these two droshes. And Arusa eats trume because she's koni to a koin. She doesn't have a din, a koin. She doesn't have kedushas kune. But being koni to a koin, you eat trume. There's a Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in the first parak of Gittin. He says, when an evik nani eats trume, also what's kinyan kasp. It's not a mile of the air, but it's just like a behemoth eats trume. A behemoth koyin that eats trume, it's pshad, it's a psah, kodesh, like a behemoth. No, pshad, this is a gzeir, it's a kos of kinyan kasp, yoichel balachme. So, an evik nani eats trume is also the same thing. It's not a mile in the air, but it's just like a behemoth. And a rusis also eats, she's koni to the oris. And the suwe, kol toy beveischa, yoichel kodesh. So then, after Nisuin, she's considered like a kehenes. She gets kedushas kohune. There she eats als her own maila. That is the difference between, tachsmit is nafkeminis la'locha, but al kaponim, that's the lomdus between an arus and Nisuin. So I wanted to be ma'ira from the loshna gemara would also seem like this. The gemara says, when Abai asked the kash, bashi so she nises lakoin, Nisuin. Umisle teichel shekvarochle, elakivin de misle poka leik du shosei mino. The kdusha that she had became nifka. So we see from this gemara that when she's anisue to a koin, she's called she has kdusha's kune. Yeah, akaponim, that was Abaye's kasha. Elo omar av Yosef, kesova rabnosin nisue cheresh machilim betrumen. So Rav Yosef said, Rav Nosson holds not als the ben, he holds Nisui Cheresh Machilim Betrume. Le Gazrini Nisui Cheresh Oti Kedushe Cheresh. We mentioned before, Nisui Cheresh is not Shoshes anymore, so Nisui Cheresh is Machil Betrume. And it seems the Chachamim hold, we're going to Nisui Cheresh Oti Kedushe Cheresh. That if we'll say that Nisui Cheresh can be Machil, we'll say Kedushe Cheresh can be Machil. If the whole machlokes is, if the nesuin is machel, noilid la ben lomali. So the lash of the bereis is very schwer. The bereis says noilid la ben umei eichelus meisa ben rab nosim eichelus. If the machel is not the ben, the machel is the nesuin. So why does it say noilid la ben? Mishum rabona alts the rabona. Because the Rabbanan telling us that even though I hold that Nisui Cheresh is not Machu, but Neil Leben is Machu. The Lifloi Grabnos is fine. Like the Gemara, but if the time of Rav Nosson is because he owes Nesui Cheresh Ismachel, Livle Rav Nosson Alayu Bereisha. So let the Bereisha say as follows. Basishol Apikachis Arsla Koyin Pekech Leispik Lekoyin Shatin Zischarish Eina Echeles. Rav Nosson Leim Arecheles. Then tell me the Chedushim according to the Rabbonim. So the Gemara says, no, Shovit Lula Rabbonim Adem Isayu Milsay. No, he won't let the Rabbonim say all they have to say, but the Poligalai, and then Yisrael condemn. So the Gemara says, if that is the case, he wants to wait till the Chum say, all their dinim is, so let them finish. They didn't finish. Listening, Mesa ben Eina Acheles, Abnos Neimer Acheles, Kash. Let us see Rashi. Mesa ben Vaof Kayim, Abnos Neimer Acheles, Bishvil Bailo. Umislei beloi ben, kasov rabnosin nesui cheresh tekitshek shu pekeyach machila betrume. Demidi eraisim ishas eresen echeles. Tavsivu koin ki yikne nefesh kin yikaspi hu yeichu bei meyat. Vrabon un hu de gozru atshet ikonis lachupi mishum gzere shem yim zugolo kais. Bevei sovi yo meibi lo giver a kais av trume vetashka lachel lachoiso. Kedamrinim biksubis.
So therefore, Abnosin holds that Peshas Kinyin he was a bendas, so it's Kinyin Kaspoy.
Vahashte ichniso lechupe, velekolim migzer shematashke ochlo. So the Abnosin holds there's no reason why she shouldn't eat. Avoloi gazrinin esui cheresh otu kedushe cheresh delav ba'kinyinu. The Rabbonon the Osri Gozri Nisui Cheresh Tahave Ben Das Bishas Kedushin Otoeche De Kitzik Shu Cheresh De Kinyon Elav Kinyon. That's the Machlokes. So the Gemara is, if that is the Yesoida Machlokes Noilid La Ben Lomoli, so why does it have to say that he had a Ben? The Ben is Lamalamoy. The Machlokes is if the Nsum alone is Mach. Beloi Ben Nami Ochle Le Rabnosi. It's Mosad Mishum Rabbonon. Lashmin and Heiched the Neidlul Laben Moidu. Others ask, what's the Chiddush if Neidlul Laben is Moidu? Bachsach Mir, the Chiddush is because if she has a din aruse, so Lachayre a ben also shouldn't be Machel. They gave her a din aruse. So Mamela a ben also should be Machel Shematashke. Afal Piken, it seems, Gabi the Ben, they were Mekel. Could be that's the Chiddush. Vahad apoligalayu, vahelis tekoma rabnos na kula milsakoi. Beina seife de meisa ben, beina reishe koim shenelu lo ben. Dekomri rabona eina yecheles, and he holds in all cases as echeles. Ihochi, the rabinosin a reishe nami polig, if rabnosin is cholig and reishe also. Uminteru de notele rabona na tsiyum, and he waited till the rabona and say all the halachis, Lisni Mesa Ben Eina Echeles. Abnosi Oymer Echeles. So let's first let the Rabbonin finish what they hold by the Ben. The Tevi Kule Milse the Rabbonin Kechode. But the Lifli Grabnosin Akule. Abel Hashtalekele Meme the Nautilus Yume. Abel Mesa Ben Lechude Pligi would seem like Rabbe. That the machlokes is if you say kivin shekva oil shekva ochlo. Just let's say the last toises, mamzeres nesini saw a poslo, losen poslo, knock at mishimachini. The mamzeres nesina him psulois va oimdois.